Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of March 1, 2021. Do you know that a kiss stimulates 29 muscles and chemicals that cause relaxation? Women seem to like light and frequent kisses while men like them more strenuous. Today's archive star of machine learning goes to Bo Li and Hima Bindulakaraju for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 9 papers out of 42 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wei Lu, PhD student of computer science, UNC Chapel Hill.
Paper title:
Learning Discriminative Features Using Multi-Label Dual Space.
Authored by
Ali Brayti and Wei Lu.
Paper abstract:
Multi-label learning handles instances associated with multiple class labels. The original label space is a logical matrix with entries from the Boolean domain \in\left, 0,1\right\. Logical labels are not able to show the relative importance of each semantic label to the instances. The vast majority of existing methods map the input features to the label space using linear projections with taking into consideration the label dependencies using logical label matrix. However, the discriminative features are learned using one-way projection from the feature representation of an instance into a logical label space. Given that there is no manifold in the learning space of logical labels, which limits the potential of learned models. In this work, inspired from a real-world example in image annotation to reconstruct an image from the label importance and feature weights, we propose a novel method in multi-label learning to learn the projection matrix from the feature space to semantic label space and projects it back to the original feature space using encoder-decoder deep learning architecture. The key intuition which guides our method is that the discriminative features are identified due to map the features back and forth using two linear projections. To the best of our knowledge, this is one of the first attempts to study the ability to reconstruct the original features from the label manifold in multi-label learning. We show that the learned projection matrix identifies a subset of discriminative features across multiple semantic labels. Extensive experiments on real-world datasets show the superiority of the proposed method.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yingcheng Lai, Arizona State University.
Paper title:
Adaptable Hamiltonian Neural Networks.
Authored by
Chen-Di Han, Brian Glass, Mulugeta Haile, and Yingcheng Lai.
Paper abstract:
The rapid growth of research in exploiting machine learning to predict chaotic systems has revived a recent interest in Hamiltonian neural networks, HNNs, with physical constraints defined by the Hamilton's equations of motion, which represent a major class of physics-enhanced neural networks. We introduce a class of HNNs capable of adaptable prediction of nonlinear physical systems, by training the neural network based on time series from a small number of bifurcation parameter values of the target Hamiltonian system, the HNN can predict the dynamical states at other parameter values, where the network has not been exposed to any information about the system at these parameter values. The architecture of the HNN differs from the previous ones in that we incorporate an input parameter channel, rendering the HNN parameter cognizant. We demonstrate, using paradigmatic Hamiltonian systems, that training the HNN using time series from as few as 4 parameter values bestows the neural machine with the ability to predict the state of the target system in an entire parameter interval. Utilizing the ensemble maximum Lyapunov exponent and the alignment index as indicators, we show that our parameter cognizant HNN can successfully predict the route of transition to chaos. Physics-enhanced machine learning is a forefront area of research, and our adaptable HNNs provide an approach to understanding machine learning with broad applications.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Killian Q. Weinberger, Associate Professor of Computer Science, Cornell University, ASAP Research.
Paper title:
Low Precision Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Johan Bjork, Xiangyu Chen, Christopher Dessa, Carla P. Gomez, and Killian Q. Weinberger.
Paper abstract:
Low precision training has become a popular approach to reduce computation time, memory footprint, and energy consumption in supervised learning. In contrast, this promising approach has not enjoyed similarly widespread adoption within the reinforcement learning, RL, community, in part because RL agents can be notoriously hard to train, even in full precision. In this paper, we consider continuous control with the state-of-the-art SAC agent and demonstrate that a /IV adaptation of low-precision methods from supervised learning fails. We propose a set of 6 modifications, all straightforward to implement, that leaves the underlying agent unchanged but improves its numerical stability dramatically. The resulting modified SAC agent has lower memory and compute requirements while matching full precision rewards, thus demonstrating the feasibility of low precision RL.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sanjeev Arora, Professor of Computer Science, Princeton University.
Paper title:
Rip Van Winkle's Razor, A Simple Estimate of Overfit to Test Data.
Authored by
Sanjeev Arora and Yi Zhang.
Paper abstract:
Traditional statistics forbids use of test data, aka holdout data, during training. Bjork et al. 2015 pointed out that current practices in machine learning, whereby researchers build upon each other's models, copying hyperparameters and even computer code, amounts to implicitly training on the test set. Thus, error rate on test data may not reflect the true population error. This observation initiated /M adaptive data analysis, which provides evaluation mechanisms with guaranteed upper bounds on this difference. With statistical query, i.e. test accuracy, feedbacks, the best upper bound is fairly pessimistic. The deviation can hit a practically vacuous value if the number of models tested is quadratic in the size of the test set. In this work, we present a simple new estimate, /M Rip Van Winkle's Razor. It relies upon a new notion of /text quoted bleft information content /text quoted bright /of a model, the amount of information that would have to be provided to an expert referee who is intimately familiar with the field and relevant science/math, and who has just been woken up after falling asleep at the moment of the creation of the test data, like /text quoted bleft Rip Van Winkle /text quoted bright /of the famous fairy tale. This notion of information content is used to provide an estimate of the above deviation, which is shown to be non-vacuous in many modern settings.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jan Peters, Professor at Technische Universität Darmstadt and researcher at MPI for Intelligent.
Paper title:
A Probabilistic Interpretation of Self-Paced Learning with Applications to Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Pascal Klink, Hani Abdul-Samad, Boris Belasov, Carlo Duramo, Jan Peters, and Joni Pajarinen.
Paper abstract.
Across machine learning, the use of curricula has shown strong empirical potential to improve learning from data by avoiding local optima of training objectives. For reinforcement learning, RL, curricula are especially interesting, as the underlying optimization has a strong tendency to get stuck in local optima due to the exploration-exploitation trade-off. Recently, a number of approaches for an automatic generation of curricula for RL have been shown to increase performance while requiring less expert knowledge compared to manually designed curricula. However, these approaches are seldomly investigated from a theoretical perspective, preventing a deeper understanding of their mechanics. In this paper, we present an approach for automated curriculum generation in RL with a clear theoretical underpinning. More precisely, we formalize the well-known self-paced learning paradigm as inducing a distribution over training tasks, which trades off between task complexity and the objective to match a desired task distribution. Experiments show that training on this induced distribution helps to avoid poor local optima across RL algorithms in different tasks with uninformative rewards and challenging exploration requirements.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Erwin King, the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
Graph-Based Semi-Supervised Learning, A Comprehensive Review.
Authored by
Zixing Song, Shangli Yang, Zenglin Xu, and Erwin King.
Paper abstract:
Semi-supervised learning, SSL, has tremendous value in practice due to its ability to utilize both labeled data and unlabeled data. An important class of SSL methods is to naturally represent data as graphs such that the label information of unlabeled samples can be inferred from the graphs, which corresponds to graph-based semi-supervised learning, GSSL, methods. GSSL methods have demonstrated their advantages in various domains due to their uniqueness of structure, the universality of applications, and their scalability to large-scale data. Focusing on this class of methods, this work aims to provide both researchers and practitioners with a solid and systematic understanding of relevant advances as well as the underlying connections among them. This makes our paper distinct from recent surveys that cover an overall picture of SSL methods while neglecting fundamental understanding of GSSL methods. In particular, a major contribution of this paper lies in a new generalized taxonomy for GSSL, including graph regularization and graph embedding methods, with the most up-to-date references and useful resources such as codes, datasets, and applications. Furthermore, we present several potential research directions as future work with insights into this rapidly growing field.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Susan Athey, the Economics of Technology Professor, Stanford University Graduate School of Business.
Paper title:
Adapting to Misspecification in Contextual Bandits with Offline Regression Oracles.
Authored by
Sanat Kumar Krishnamurti, Vitor Haddad, and Susan Athey.
Paper abstract:
Computationally efficient contextual bandits are often based on estimating a predictive model of rewards given contexts and arms using past data. However, when the reward model is not well specified, the bandit algorithm may incur unexpected regret, so recent work has focused on algorithms that are robust to misspecification. We propose a simple family of contextual bandit algorithms that adapt to misspecification error by reverting to a good safe policy when there is evidence that misspecification is causing a regret increase. Our algorithm requires only an offline regression oracle to ensure regret guarantees that gracefully degrade in terms of a measure of the average misspecification level. Compared to prior work, we attain similar regret guarantees, but we do not rely on a master algorithm, and do not require more robust oracles like online or constrained regression oracles, for example, Foster et al. 2020a, Krishnamurti et al. 2020. This allows us to design algorithms for more general function approximation classes.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Elad Hazan, professor at Princeton University and co-director Google AI Princeton, and Karen Singh, professor of computer science, University of Toronto.
Paper title:
A Regret Minimization Approach to Iterative Learning Control.
Authored by
Naman Agarwal, Elad Hazan, Anirudha Majumdar, and Karen Singh.
Paper abstract:
We consider the setting of iterative learning control, or model-based policy learning, in the presence of uncertain, time-varying dynamics. In this setting, we propose a new performance metric, planning regret, which replaces the standard stochastic uncertainty assumptions with worst-case regret. Based on recent advances in non-stochastic control, we design a new iterative algorithm for minimizing planning regret that is more robust to model mismatch and uncertainty. We provide theoretical and empirical evidence that the proposed algorithm outperforms existing methods on several benchmarks.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Frank Hutter, professor of computer science, University of Freiburg, Germany.
Paper title:
On the Importance of Hyperparameter Optimization for Model-Based Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Bo Zhang, Raghu Rajan, Luis Pineda, Nathan Lambert, Andre Biden Kapp, Kirtland Chua, Frank Hutter, and Roberto Calandra.
Paper abstract:
Model-based reinforcement learning, MBRL, is a promising framework for learning control in a data-efficient manner. MBRL algorithms can be fairly complex due to the separate dynamics modeling and the subsequent planning algorithm, and as a result, they often possess tens of hyperparameters and architectural choices. For this reason, MBRL typically requires significant human expertise before it can be applied to new problems and domains. To alleviate this problem, we propose to use automatic hyperparameter optimization, HPO. We demonstrate that this problem can be tackled effectively with automated HPO, which we demonstrate to yield significantly improved performance compared to human experts. In addition, we show that tuning of several MBRL hyperparameters dynamically, i.e. during the training itself, further improves the performance compared to using static hyperparameters which are kept fixed for the whole training. Finally, our experiments provide valuable insights into the effects of several hyperparameters, such as plan horizon or learning rate and their influence on the stability of training and resulting rewards.
What an interesting paper.